Unlock your Bible. Discover the true meaning of life. Learn the cause of world problems and the astounding solution. Prove for yourself what the future holds. In the Trumpet Literature Library, you will find answers to life's most important questions. Explore these vital titles on Trumpet Bookshelf.
Welcome to Trumpet Bookshelf. I'm Grant Turgeon. We're broadcasting to you live this morning from the Herbert W. Armstrong College campus here in Edmond, Oklahoma. And thankfully, we're still able to do this because the internet was out for several hours earlier this morning, and it was causing a lot of the church websites not to work. Thankfully, within the last hour, all of our operations are back up and running again. And you can go to kpcg.fm and look up all of these other radio programs that we make available to you absolutely for free. The internet is really a powerful tool for doing God's work, especially right now while so much of the world is locked down. You've probably heard by now that Philadelphia Church of God Pastor General Gerald Flurry will be delivering a live online lecture tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Central Time. You can look at thetrumpet.com, and at the very top of that webpage, you'll find all the information for that. But the internet does help us circumvent a lot of the barriers that are being put in place right now. Also, since so many people are pretty much stuck at home because of what is going on, internet usage is going up. Thankfully, that has led to a spike in web traffic for our various outlets too, although I'm sure most people probably are not using the internet for the best things during all this time off. How does God work with human beings? Does he love you? What is his plan for your life? Throughout the Bible, there are so many different passages that show what God's plan is really all about. It's actually drastically different from what traditional Christianity will tell you. If you examine a lot of these other churches, you will see that they are in a rush to save as many people as they can today. They want to gain paying members, and they want to get people to profess the name of Jesus Christ, even if they sinned nonstop and lived completely lawlessly their entire lives. As long as they say they believe in Christ the moment before they die, apparently they will be able to float around in heaven forever. That just shows a dangerous misunderstanding of the way God actually interacts and works with human beings. This is not a time where humans either choose to live forever or die forever, at least not in the case of most people. Most people today will live their entire lives in total ignorance of God's truth. They won't know the right way to live. Yet, every single one of them one day will have a chance. That's the inspiring truth of the three resurrections. Everyone who has ever lived and died will have a chance to live again, will have a chance to finally build a relationship with God according to God's perfect timing. The fact is, though, only a few people today are being called out of this dark world to the light of God's truth. It's not a race. It's not a soul-saving crusade. God is scientifically planning which human beings he'll work with today, before the return of Jesus Christ. This perspective really changes everything. It helps us realize how patient God is, how merciful he is, when even though there is suffering today, all of those people will have a chance to come out of that suffering soon. They'll have a chance to be freed from Satan's stranglehold in the near future. But what if you're listening to this right now? What if you are in contact with the Philadelphia Church of God and its various websites and materials and resources, all made available to you for free? What is God doing in your life right now? Well, there is a chance that he could be calling you. In the book of Jude, this is just a one chapter book. Verse 1, Jude is addressing God's church. He's addressing them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. It's a three-step process in that order: sanctified, preserved, called. Sanctified means set apart for holy use. This might have happened to you many, many years ago. Maybe God puts you in a select category. And then, perhaps for many years, he preserved you from Satan's intensified attacks. Once Satan realizes that God is setting certain people apart and determining whether those people will have a chance to serve him during this lifetime right now, Satan, of course, steps up his attacks. He doesn't want any human beings to be called out of the world, to have any hope, to have any vision of a glorious eternal future in God's family. Of course, Satan would attack those people more. And thankfully, Christ does preserve those that God the Father calls out, or those that God the Father sets apart. It is a really detailed and lengthy process, though. There's a booklet available to you for free at thetrumpet.com, and it's about Jude. It's titled Jude, The Most Urgent Prophecy Yet for This End Time. This is a booklet that makes God's plan for you very clear, especially since you're connected with God's message right this very moment, especially because you have shown some sort of interest to find truth when almost no one else even seems to look for truth these days. Here's what Mr. Gerald Fleury writes in the Jude booklet. And this is under the subhead, Sanctified, Preserved, Invited. He says, this calling is not some casual thing, like just happening to turn on the church television broadcast. See, all of you listening have tuned in to God's message in some way, whether it is through KPCG radio programs, or on thetrumpet.com, or through pcg.church, or watchjerusalem.co.il, or the Philadelphia Trumpet News Magazine, the Royal Vision Christian Living Magazine, the Key of David television broadcast, of course, the True Education Youth Magazine, all of the different books and booklets that are available at thetrumpet.com. You've had contact with God's message. But like Mr. Fleury says, it doesn't mean that all of you have been called. Making contact, though, is an important step in this process. Mr. Fleury continues, this word called has a deeper meaning. Jude says that first of all, we are sanctified by God the Father, then preserved in Jesus Christ. And then finally, we are called. And that's how it reads in the original Greek, too. But the word called means invited. This is a process that leads to being invited into God's church. All of these other things are happening before the invitation is sent out. God is setting apart certain people, and then he's preserving them as he examines them for many years, and then he decides who to invite now and who not to invite. Mr. Fleury writes a little farther down here. So before God invited you, you had a history with God. Every one of us had some history with God before we were invited. We were under the closest scrutiny by the Father, probably for years, before we were invited. During that period of time, Christ had to preserve and protect us from Satan. Then, when and if we are ready, the Father invites us into his family. God even has to prepare us for the invitation. Like I mentioned at the beginning, there has been a spike in interest in God's message at this time. While people are stuck at home, while they're using the internet more, while they are witnessing worldwide panic, people are starting to ask questions. And more people are starting to pay attention to God's warning message. But it goes beyond that if you're talking about actually being called. There's a really helpful article about this subject at pcg.church. It's titled, Is God Calling You? And it says here, it first quotes John 6, verse 44, which says, No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. That's Christ speaking. So not even Jesus Christ can decide who to call into the church. Only the Father has that responsibility, that privilege. He's only calling some people, not the whole world, right now. And here's what this article says. Unless God personally, miraculously intervenes in a person's life and opens his mind, that person cannot become a Christian. It isn't something you can choose, no matter how much you may want it. God must make the choice to call you. However, I'll just add to that, the very fact that you are making contact with the Philadelphia Church of God, with the content this church is putting out there, it does increase your chances. It does make it more possible for God to call you. There is something more to it, though, than just taking in what the message says. Maybe you have listened to one of those online personal appearance campaigns hosted at thetrumpet.com by Mr. Stephen Fleury. Maybe you have attended a personal appearance campaign in person from Mr. Gerald Fleury or Mr. Stephen Fleury. And you've probably noticed that there is a lot of emphasis on taking action, not being just a hearer of the law, but a doer. However, they are not desperately trying to make sure that every single person who attends those campaigns becomes a member right away. That is up to every individual to answer God's call, if God is indeed calling. No one is forcing you or pressuring you to make any kind of decision like that. But you just have to wonder, if you are going to those events, if you've been reading the Philadelphia Trumpet News Magazine for many years, or checking out thetrumpet.com regularly for a long time, if you can see and understand things that are going on in the world and different passages of the Bible because of what the church is explaining, well, what if you started to take more action? on what you have heard for so long? What if you started making changes in your life that would enhance the possibility of God calling you? The fact is, God is not calling the vast majority of people right now. But it's also true that the vast majority of people are not paying attention to God's message. You are already in the small minority of people who actually are listening to God's voice right now. So who knows if you could become part of the even smaller number of people who God sets apart, preserves for many years, and then one day calls into his church. God is narrowing down the field. So here's what it says in this article. How does God call? Some think it is by an audible voice, a strong feeling, or a drastic event. There's a lot of deception out there in the world about that. Some churches, if you just fall down on the stage and you roll around and you're screaming, people will think that you've been called. Yet that's not how it works. It says here, God calls through his message by the power of his Holy Spirit. Right now, what you're hearing from God's church, from God's work, is a call. But it's only going to get through to a certain amount of people. God actually cut off the entire world back at the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve sinned. He didn't leave the tree of life open to every other human being to come freely take from it. God cut off the world and is only calling out a few to make up a group of people doing his will before Christ's return. What about the fact, too, that the Bible is a coded book? It's not easy for human beings to understand the truth apart from God, apart from God's revelation, apart from the power of his Holy Spirit, opening our minds to it. It's not meant for everyone to understand it today. In fact, humans apart from God think the Bible is full of foolishness. They can't understand it. It makes no sense. Yet the more you listen to God's call through his warning message today, the more sense the Bible starts to make in your mind. This article continues, if God is calling you, you will come to have a deep belief that God exists, and you will begin to recognize his authority. See, we all have a choice in the way we react to God's message, the way we live our everyday lives. We can't make God call us, but if we choose to obey God, don't our chances of God calling us go up? Improve? If we are recognizing God as alive and involved in our lives today, if we recognize that he does have power and authority over human beings, if we are humble and we actually look to him to correct us and to change us, to help us become more like him, doesn't that increase our odds of him calling us according to his perfect timing? Can't God better work with people who want to be worked with? You can look around. There's so many people who scoff at God, who don't want any mention of God ever, who think it's absolutely ridiculous to look to God for solutions to the massive problems we're dealing with today. Obviously, it'd be pretty difficult for God to work with people like that. But if we do recognize God as our creator, and if we do obey the best we know how, whenever we become aware of God's various laws, well, God can see that. He can see that humble, childlike, submissive, obedient attitude. That's the type of attitude that he values more than any sort of power or stature or riches that humans may possess. This article continues, God's Spirit will lead you to a certain understanding of what the Bible means, and that it is his message to you personally. You will hunger for God's word and will allow it to correct you. You will strongly desire to draw closer to God. That's not really a common impulse today. Throughout history, at least during times of crisis, human beings used to turn to God. That would be the rare times in which usually non-religious people would seek God's help. But today, with governments banning large gatherings, it's not even possible to attend church services. Clearly, people are not thinking about connecting with God at this time. It's more rare than ever that people are seeking to draw closer to God. But if you desire that, you are an exceedingly rare human being. And there's a decent chance God could use that in you. The article continues, if God is calling you, you will begin understanding the Bible answers to life's most important questions. That's all we talk about on this show. That's all we talk about in this entire work. We're not discussing trivial gossip or the latest fashion trends. We're not talking about sports and entertainment. We're discussing life's most important questions and trying to explain those, make those plain to anybody who will listen. Continuing here, as you study the Bible, you will begin to grasp what you personally need to do from day to day to live by every word of God. You will start to understand God's spiritual law of love. You will be moved to do the hardest thing of all, admit that you have done wrong and are wrong, and then to change. This is the beginning of repentance. There's an example in Acts chapter 2 where a large gathering of people heard the Apostle Peter give a sermon. And it stirred them to action. God is looking for action. And for those of you who have been hearing this message for a long time, maybe God is just waiting for you to act. Acts 2 verse 37 says, this is people responding to Peter's sermon. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? This is what it really comes down to. Hearing the message, thinking it's like a pleasant song, which is what it says in Ezekiel chapter 33, is not enough. Not enough to be called. Maybe God isn't calling you in this life, but maybe he is, and he's just waiting for action. Repentance and baptism are how to receive God's Holy Spirit. Before you can be baptized, though, you have to make contact with a minister in God's one true church. And that is possible to do. You can reach out. You can ask for contact. You can find out what kind of action needs to be taken. If you are stirred to take action in your life after hearing God's truth, well, there's a really good chance that God is calling you right now. And it is extremely important that you find out what the next step to take is. That should be the natural result of hearing this message, wondering, what should I do? What should I do about it? God cares far more about deeds than he does about thoughts or words. He wants to see what we'll do with this. Here's another quote from the Jude booklet. After this invitation into God's family, your stature skyrocketed. God is offering his first fruits, transcendent glory, beyond anything ever known to carnal men. We must be thankful. We were invited to be Christ's only bride forever. Eternal majesty is at stake. It defies common sense to think that God would do this in a haphazard way. We are the bride to be married to the Father's Son forever, unequaled stature for all eternity. That's what's at stake. Should you choose to take action after hearing God's call? Thanks so much for listening today. It has been yet another wild week in the world and a wonderful week in God's church and God's work. And we'll be back on the radio on Monday. So thank you very much. I'm Grant Turgeon. This has been Trumpet Bookshelf.
You've been listening to Trumpet Bookshelf. Please email your thoughts to comments@kpcg.fm. Listen for new episodes every Friday at 10 a.m. Central Time.